Good morning. This is Israel AM for July 6th, 2020. The health ministry reported 817 new coronavirus cases on Sunday. There are currently 11,856 active cases, of which 88 are in serious condition and 32 on ventilators. The number of Israelis currently in quarantine has gone up to 40,250 after the order allowing phone tracking of confirmed coronavirus carriers by the Shin Bet went into effect on Thursday. The coronavirus cabinet is set to meet today and is expected to reimpose certain restrictions, including the closing of gyms, bars, nightclubs, cultural events, parks, and synagogues. Restaurants and cafes, while remaining open, will be restricted to 20 diners inside the premises and another 30 in open-air spaces. Buses will be restricted to 20 passengers. The Defense Ministry announced that Israel launched a new spy satellite, the Ofek 16, early today. Defense Minister Benny Gantz said, quote, technological superiority and intelligence capabilities are essential to the security of the State of Israel. Last week, a large fire broke out at Iran's Natanz nuclear facility. Iranian officials revealed that the fire caused extensive damage and could slow the development of advanced centrifuges. They believe the fire was caused by a cyber attack. When asked whether Israel had anything to do with the fire, Defense Minister Gantz said, quote, not every incident that transpires in Iran necessarily has something to do with us. IDF aircraft struck terror targets in northern Gaza yesterday in response to three rockets that were fired into Israel from Gaza. One of the rockets was intercepted by the Iron Dome, and two landed in open fields. Have a wonderful day and stay well.